Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Joining me today in the NFA studio is Nate Gross, who serves as our policy director. Nate, school choice has been before state senators for years. Once again, LB 1202 are before state senators. And to date, Nebraska is one of only three states that has no school choice. This needs to change.
Karen, this issue is so important because it's not just about education. It's also about poverty and justice. We believe that parents, and not the government, should have more control over their child's education and their child's future. This bill would create a scholarship tax credit program, and this will help specifically low-income families to have an opportunity to send their child to the school that's best for them, because right now, many families don't have choice, and their only option is to send their child to a school that is assigned to them. And for a lot of people, that might be their first choice, and that might be a great option for them. But for others, they might really desire to send their child to a different school.
One of the things that we are committed to, that we believe that moms and dads know best how their children should be educated. In some good news from the Supreme Court, they ruled just recently on the Espinosa versus Montana. We actually submitted an amicus brief on this case because it deals with school choice. Tell us about the good news.
Well, thankfully, the U.S. Supreme Court gave us a 5-4 victory, actually, looking at this very issue. Montana had passed a law very similar to what's been introduced in Nebraska, and it was challenged, and the Montana Supreme Court overstepped their bounds and struck down the entire program. And thankfully, the Supreme Court took this case and said, no, that's not right, that's not constitutional, and that you can't treat religious schools differently. If you are going to make a school choice program, you can't disqualify schools from participating just because they are religious. So this was a great victory, both for school choice and for religious freedom.
Visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org to learn more about school choice.